All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 420. I am your host, TPD, here in New York, New York. As always, we are joined by a man who is most definitely not the new president of Nintendo, Wombat.
Really? You're not making a 420 joke?
No.
All right, well, here we are, episode 420. Smoke them if you got them. Right? Is that what you say?
I left it to you.
Thanks.
To make the joke.
That's all I got. How about you, Ship? You got anything?
Nope. I have nothing. Good show, everybody.
All right.
See you next week.
Bread's done.
No, I'm just happy to be here.
We're happy to have you here. I am, at least.
Good. Thank you.
I can't speak for Cheapy.
I'm pretty sort of happy to be here. Okay. We just we signed the contract with a contractor today at the house. So
sounds like a good person to sign a contract with.
Yeah, I mean,
right, a contractor. He's an expert with contracts.
Are you a contractee?
I don't know. I think we're both on equal footing in the contract.
But you're contracted with a contractor. With a contract.
Correct. That is absolutely correct. So we got the permit up on the door, and we're ready to rock.
Nice.
So it's very exciting.
Do you have a timeline?
We have all that shit.
Do you have an what is the estimated timeline?
We're supposed to be moved in by the December 20th.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Sooner than I think.
December 20th. Wow.
Right. Good luck. See you in January if we're lucky. Right.
Merry Christmas.
We're really fucking lucky. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing the contractor said today was like, well, we're already 2 weeks behind schedule. So we're happy about that.
Cool. Good luck.
And I got my Philips Hue lighting in today. So I'm really happy about that.
And that's going to the house.
Well, I'm testing it out here in the apartment first to see if it's really a viable thing to use. You don't have to make like a really big investment to play with one of these things.
So what's the verdict?
Mrs. Cheapy's hooked on it already. I'm already into it, as you know, being the person who bought it. But I left Mrs. Cheapy in the bedroom, you know, creating her own scenes, her own lighting scenes. We got the Bloom starter kit, which is the two small little, like, they're really small. Like, they're the size of a, I don't know, somewhere between a softball and a volleyball, I would say. And they just basically project light onto a wall. So it's like accent lighting. It's fun. It's going to be fun. So I think I'm getting her over to the side.
So are those reacting to anything, or are they just what color to be?
What you can do is you can set up different scenes, which is, you know, combinations of colors.
Like I'm going to have a fight with my wife.
Yes, rage. And, you can have rage red, right? So you can, the way you set it up.
Hold on, honey. I need to change this.
No, but
let me set
the
mood
thing
for this fight.
It's really easy to change it because all you have to do is it uses the widgets on iOS and an Android. So you don't even need to launch an app or anything or even unlock the phone. You just swipe down. You just swipe down from the top of the phone and it's right there. You can turn all the lights off or select the scenes. It's pretty cool. So, you know, you can have your like sexy time theme if you want, which is primarily why I bought this. You can have anything, you know? So, so far so good. I'm going to play with there's an app called Ambify, which lets you play music and it'll flash the lights to the music.
Pac-Man ghost style.
Yeah. It analyzes the soundtrack, the sound track on your phone, the audio track, to find the right spots to change the lights. It doesn't do it in real time because it can't really do a good job that way. But so that's next. Exciting times ahead, everybody.
You're living in
more
the
light bulb stories to come.
Yes, this is just the tip. I was telling the contractor about it today, and he wasn't very familiar with this whole Philips Hue system.
And you still signed a contract with him?
It's not something that it's a light bulb. You know, it's like, it's not, you don't know, he doesn't need to know this shit. But he thought it was really cool. We're excited. Even the contractor is excited about the lights. So we'll see. But I'm excited to hear about Cincinnati Comic Con. I think most people are.
Light bulbs are probably more exciting.
We got one person complaining on Twitter about the light bulbs, and most people seem to be down with the light bulb stories.
Sure. Everybody's curious about light bulbs. I think that's just human nature.
Especially like $50 light bulbs.
Right. Because nobody wants to buy a $50 light bulb. Nobody wants to buy a light bulb ever.
I think they last a long time, though. I think they last like 10 years. Right,
you
talked about that last year. I remember I said 15 years last week. Now I'm down to 10.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll check in on you in 10 years and you let us know.
So, yeah, Cincinnati Comic Con. The first of two straight weekends of comic expos / cons in Cincinnati.
I didn't know there was so much culture there.
Well, there was like a fight between the organizers. So they split off and we have two straight back-to-back weekends of different
What's the other one called?
Comic Expo.
Cincinnati Comic Expo.
See, Wombat's up on this shit.
Right. The Expo is more the one you want to go to if you want to pay like $30 to have a Power Ranger actor sign something for you.
Really? $30 for a Power Ranger? Don't the top guys get that kind of money?
What's the guy who played Jaws? He was there like a couple years ago. I know.
Oh, Richard Kiel. The late Richard Kiel.
Yeah, he was like $30. So That's your barometer.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, so like, I forgot what Kirk gets. He gets a lot.
He goes to the one in Columbus. He doesn't come down here to Cincinnati.
Oh, is that beneath him somehow?
I guess. I don't know. There's like a bunch of the actors from the Gotham TV show will be there.
Oh.
That level of celebrity.
Right.
Oh, there.
Hey.
The one that I went to, which I prefer, is the Cincinnati Comic Con. Is a bunch of artists. The most famous person there is Tony Moore, does that mean anything to you, Cheapy?
Crickets.
Wombat knows who he is.
Yes. Comic books, Cheapy, comic books.
He's the artist from the Walking Dead series.
Okay. I heard that's popular.
Okay.
People like that.
Right. Pretty high level as far as artists go. So you just walk around and you get people to sign stuff. You buy art from them. I don't know. We took my daughter. She was dressed as Link.
That was amazing.
My sister is really good at making costumes.
It was pretty amazing.
Our niece went with us as well. She was Midna.
I didn't know who that was.
She's from
Twilight Princess.
That's why.
And her like whole like headpiece or whatever, the helmet, was pretty amazing.
Now she carved that, right? Your sister.
Yeah, it's like made out of foam or something.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was all handmade stuff.
Yeah, I saw the like the making of pictures. It's very impressive.
Yeah, and the picture with M in front of the bush.
Right, she instinctively knew that I handed her a sword. She's dressed as Link. She instinctively knew to just go start chopping on a bush.
Did you find any stuff there?
Any rupees?
No, she never got all the way through the bush.
Did you tell her, spin?
Right, you gotta just charge up and spin. You cut it down on one strike. No, it was a good time. There was a lot of people that wanted to take pictures with the two of them, obviously, and a lot of people dressed up. It's so much different than like New York Comic Con or San Diego. Like we don't get like exclusive stuff to buy.
It's more low key.
Yeah.
I saw that the pictures like already gone. The tickets are gone already for the New York Comic Con.
Oh yeah.
They were gone like immediately.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting about it this year is this is the first year there's actually a subway stop at Comic Con. So.
The train goes there now?
Yeah.
Where are tickets, Wombat? Can't you hook that up?
You could probably get press passes. I'd be surprised if you couldn't.
But I got to do something to get that.
Yeah, you'd have to email someone.
Well, I would do that, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I think I checked. I don't think that we can do that.
I don't know. You might be able to. You could probably
knew people,
huh?
I thought you knew people.
I don't know anyone that could get us Comic-Con tickets. What do I look like?
I don't know. I didn't think it was a big deal.
It's a pretty big deal. The New York one's a pretty big deal. Hmm. Yeah.
I could have gotten you tickets to Cincinnati Comic Con.
Not a big deal?
Day of, walk up.
Yeah, wow.
I did get an exclusive toy from there.
What'd you get?
I got a Super Mario figure that originally came in a Wendy's Happy Meal. sealed in package.
Nice.
You mean mint cheese?
Mint in bag?
Right. Mint in bag on card.
Oh, on a card?
Yeah. He is no longer like that, though. He is now proudly displayed on my shelves.
Nice.
Amazing.
That's a pretty nice figure for a Wendy's.
Back in the day, they spared no expense.
So,
All right then.
Uh-huh.
What else we got here? Anything? Yeah. What's
so here's my story. And I figured you might like it, Cheap, but I feel like Shipwreck's gonna be like, that's dumb. But
I'm looking forward to this story.
I feel like I know you both well enough where Cheapy's gonna go, that's a little freaky. And you're going to be like, whatever. So on Monday, my parents took my daughter to my aunt's house for Rosh Hashanah dinner. I had to work and my wife was with Elliot and it just didn't work out for everyone to go. But my parents had Sabrina for the day because school was closed and they took her. That's your background. They go to my aunt's house. Actually, they went to their apartment in the city. It doesn't matter. They're at my aunt's house and everyone's eating dinner. And my daughter, who just didn't feel like eating, hung back in their den and just kind of played in the den while everyone was eating because she just wasn't hungry. While she was there, and this wasn't something that was out, it was something that was kind of like hidden, my daughter found an old box of stationery that belonged to my grandmother, who is no longer with us and hasn't been for quite some time. She found the stationery, this old antique stationery, pulled out one blank sheet and wrote a note to my aunt's name is Lois. She wrote, "Dear Lois, have a happy new year. I love you very much. Love, Sabrina." Folded the stationery, my grandmother's stationery, neatly, put it on the table, and put the box away. The next day, when my aunt was cleaning up, she found this note. And she's looking at it, and she could read it, and she could see that it was from Sabrina. But it was my grandmother's handwriting.
What?
Yeah.
Well, where's the note now?
If my aunt has it, she won't get rid of that for the rest of her life.
Well, where's a picture of it? Can't she take it?
I'll ask my aunt to take a picture of it. I haven't seen it.
I'm so confused, Shipwreck.
So basically, my grandmother channeled herself through my daughter to write a note to her daughter.
What you're saying is when you look at the note, it doesn't look like a 7-year-old
wrote it. It looks like someone else wrote it. And it's not even language my daughter would use.
We need a picture of the note.
I will try to get you a picture of the note. Apparently my aunt cleaning up, getting everything. And it was a relatively emotional weekend for her anyway. She has a daughter that's pregnant. She has another daughter that just got engaged. It was the first dinner where everyone was together for this. And it was, an emotional weekend. And she opens this note and she's just broke down crying on the ground from this note that she's convinced is from her mother. Through my daughter. And now, of course, my daughter is like crazy special because she's the conduit to my grandmother.
Shipwreck's awfully quiet. That's all I'm saying.
I know. I told
you. I'm being nice.
I'm saying. I know how Shipwreck would react.
Where's the picture? Did you ask? I mean, if someone tells this to me, like if this is my daughter and my family, the first thing I say is, wow, can I see a picture of the note? Can I see the note? You didn't say that?
I haven't spoken to my aunt. I've only spoken to my mother. But I could call my aunt.
But that, I mean, that's...
I will get you... I'll get a copy of the...
But, I mean, that didn't occur... That's not the first thing occurred to you.
I just... You know what?
When you just said, oh, that's like... I'm just asking.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty freaky.
Okay.
Great story.
Okay.
Yeah. What am I going to do? I'm going to say, you're lying to me, aunt, right, my entire life. My father's sister.
Yes. That's... I wouldn't necessarily put it in those terms, but I would like to get to the bottom of... the mystery. Yes.
But there you go. That's the...
Okay. I did enjoy the story.
I know. I figured... I know you. I know you like that kind of stuff.
Too bad you couldn't save this for fucking Halloween.
Oh, okay. It's a good Halloween story. But... And I know Shipwreck's just sitting there going, this is dumb.
Well, yeah.
Let's see the note.
Let's see the note. See?
I'll get the note.
Speaking of Halloween, I ordered that Captain America costume for Ty from Winter Soldier from the second movie.
Yes.
He wants it, the muscle one.
Nice. It's a good costume.
He's very excited.
We got Sabrina's costume too over the weekend.
Winter Soldier?
Harley Quinn.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
With a thong?
With an inflatable hammer.
Shipwreck. Shipwreck. You don't approve of that choice? There's many iterations of Harley Quinn.
I know, but
there are more wholesome versions of Harley Quinn.
They're all horrible.
There's animated series and Lego Harley Quinn too, you know.
Even the animated series Harley Quinn was a little risque.
She wasn't that bad.
No.
But it's still
PG-13.
And there's also the new DC, like there's a new line of DC Girl stuff that has Harley Quinn. It's one of the new DC Girls. It's aimed at the 8-year-old set.
Oh, they'll aim her at anything.
Hmm?
It's just they'll aim Harley Quinn at anything.
Mm-hmm.
She goes after a wide demographic of both female and men.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Should I dress up?
It's just. You got to be careful with the Harley Quinn costume. Yeah,
well, it's a costume made for children. We didn't get her an adult Harley Quinn costume.
I know, but then you just... it's just like you have to watch out for the creepers that are...
She's going to a school Halloween party, and then she's going to go trick-or-treating in my neighborhood.
If I'm a creeper, now I know where to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang out at the schools, hang out in the Wombat's neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
No, it should be fine. I think it's going to be fine. Wombat's got it under control. Once he produces the ghost letter, he's going to tackle this problem.
Exactly. First the ghost letter, then we got to patrol the neighborhood.
Yeah. All right. That's good.
What if you run into, you're out and you run into a sexy Harley Quinn?
Uh-huh.
Just walking around and your daughter...
That's not going to happen in Wombat's neighborhood.
I was going to say, it's not going to happen. And even if it did, I mean, Sabrina doesn't think like that. Because she's not old enough to think like that, she would probably say, oh, look, how cool is that? Someone else is dressed as Harley Quinn.
If I'm going to keep my daughter away from Harley Quinn.
Shipwreck made that decision a long time ago.
You can't force it. I mean, it's my own fault. I gave Sabrina the DC Comics Encyclopedia, and that's that was it for her.
Yeah, I think you'll be okay. Ty really wanted to be Dr. Fate, but you can't. You can't buy
imagine where they would sell a doctor. Where did he come up with Dr. Fate from?
From Justice League. He's really cool in Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah, no, he is. Yes, that's a good episode.
He's got a few cameos in there, and he pretty much comes and kicks ass in all of them. But yeah, they don't really sell those. Captain America's cool.
Yeah,
I guess.
You can't go wrong with Captain America.
Japanese kid. I said, hey, but let's make a costume Captain Japan America. And he shot that one down in about a fraction of a second. I thought he had superhuman speed. He shot that down so fast.
Nice.
I thought it would bring it we get the nice, a white shield with a red
with a big, dot. Yeah, a big red dot on it.
It'd be perfect. All right. How about some show feedback from last week, Wombat?
Sure. Captain Wrong has to say, it's in a pretty fantastic example of knowing your audience. Jeff Foxworthy does commercials for Goldie Corral Buffet these days.
Any context with these?
That was because we talked about what is Jeff Foxworthy up to now.
Okay.
Because there was a Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader game?
And I think I made the joke, Isn't He Dead? Which was a joke. And this person is mad at us for not understanding that our audience is made up entirely of Jeff Foxworthy super fans.
Right.
Can we get on that Golden Corral train?
I don't think I've ever seen one.
That you can still advertise for them.
I could. I'm just saying, I don't think I've ever seen one, let alone been to one.
We have them here.
Are they good?
I have never seen the inside of one.
Yeah. I think
there
is
one about
15
minutes from my house, but I have never been in it.
How's the bathroom? Isn't that really the question you want to ask about Golden Corral? Is the bathroom clean?
Well, later you have to worry about the bathroom.
I think you'll be in that bathroom before you leave. I have a feeling.
There goes the sponsorship.
The smell of Golden Corral. Why? Golden Corral Buffet. Clean bathrooms. Come on down.
And dirty them.
When I hear the word corral,
I know.
Really make me want to eat anything.
I agree.
What?
Golden bucket was taken or something? Golden trow? How about that?
A corral, an area that is surrounded by a fence and that is used for holding animals. Such as cows or horses.
Golden Corral. Come on down. Yeah, it's not appetizing.
I feel like all they served are like onion rings, but those onion rings with the minced onion on the inside. That's it.
It's mostly breading.
It's just troughs of that. Enjoy our buffet.
And egg rolls. A lot of egg rolls.
It's just onion rings.
Just onion rings?
Just onion rings. The Nexus 6 has to say, I'm with Wombat on the 8-bit graphics. Bugs me too.
Any contacts with this?
No.
Great.
I complained about 8-bit graphics in indie games. It's a done fad. How do you not remember anything?
But how does that, I mean, do you think people really remember? They listen to the show while they're doing.
But you don't have to ask me. You could just say, this is referring to.
Yeah, but I don't remember either.
That was my question.
But I'm looking out for the audience.
This was referring to me talking about Party Hard. And
okay.
See, it's not like 8-bit or 16-bit graphics.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I feel like a little context would help.
Have you tried Party Hard yet, Cheapy?
No, I haven't. I haven't been playing many games lately, unfortunately. Unless they're called NHL 16.
But you were like a few levels into Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. I'm still trying to play that. I just don't have that much time.
Now
the family's back. I've been trying. I'm stuck on this metal. There's a long Metal Gear Solid mission that I'm doing, and it's not something that I can just breeze through in 15 minutes, you know, while my wife is brushing her teeth or something.
Infiltrating a Golden Corral?
Right, the bathroom. Yes. yeah, I got to rescue the captain's log. How about some new releases? Any watch this bitches? No, I watched a couple of things that are good.
What'd you watch?
We started watching Ray Donovan, which some of our listeners had suggested before that I watch. I finally convinced Mrs. Cheapy to watch. I've been trying for a long time by going.
What is this?
It's a Showtime series starring
Liev Schreiber.
Yes, as a basically like a fixer, a Hollywood fixer. So when there's like a movie star and there's a dead hook, he wakes up with a dead hooker, they call this guy. But I sold it to Mrs. Cheapy as I said, hey, there's going to be a lot of nice houses in there, like LA houses. It's going to be cool.
I thought you were going to say dead hookers.
A lot of nice silicon tits on dead hookers. So I got her to try it out that way. And I was not lying. There are nice houses. But that's pretty good so far. And what else did we watch? I don't remember. I didn't write it down.
Do you watch Rick and Morty at all?
I hear good things. I've been meaning to try
show.
To locate.
You should watch. It's really funny.
Yeah. I started watching the horse one.
Oh, BoJack Horseman?
Yes.
See, I haven't gotten into it. I don't know. Yeah.
It's not laugh out loud funny.
See, Rick and Morty is. That's why I like it. It's really good. Yeah. It's much better than it should be.
Yeah, that's what I see on Twitter.
Yeah, I think, if you start from the beginning, it may take you a few episodes for it to sink in, to click. But once it clicks, like season two, every episode's been fantastic.
I'm in. I'm going to watch it. I also watch Amy Schumer a lot.
Okay.
She's really funny. Those shows are laugh out loud funny.
Yes.
They're pretty hilarious. All right, how about some new releases?
Sure. You want to talk about NHL 16?
I mean, we talked about it before. I've played more, so I'll just say that I still think that this is the game that should have come out last year, so it's really not that exciting. It's hard to get excited about it now. I feel like, especially after seeing what Madden looks like, it's basically ruined the hockey for me, I think. I should never have looked.
Well, you looked at NBA 2K as well, right?
Oh, God. Well, I watched that trailer for the career mode. You saw it, right?
Yeah, I did.
Let's just say that NHL 16 does not have that. That looked pretty amazing. So the biggest difference now is that in the NHL 16 gameplay is it's harder to make these long passes. It's easier to have the other team pick them off. That seems to be pretty much the biggest difference. So I haven't adapted to it very well. That's it. That's all. No more NHL talk.
How about Forza? Did you get that? We talked about that briefly last week as well.
Yes, I said I'm not going to buy it, but I did Gamefly it, and it's coming. I just don't have it yet.
I guess that's one way to circumvent the rules.
Damn straight.
Mm-hmm, good work.
Did you GameFly the $60 version, the $80 version, or the $100 version?
We have the $60 version. I have no, and people have been tweeting at me saying, because the reviews have been great, saying, oh, don't you really want to buy it now? And I still, I'm sure it's exactly the same as last year's, but with, you know, it's going to look slightly better. And
it has to be better than the last one. The last one was so dry.
Right, but at the end of the day, you're still just driving around, you know,
trying
in a circle.
Not to wreck on the last lap.
Right. Well, no, but you have the rewind.
And you could do that in Disney Infinity.
Yeah, I just, the Horizon is just so much more alive to me than these games are. So it's just hard to get too excited. But look, I'll talk about it more next week.
You'll buy it at some point.
We'll see. I don't know.
I think you'll buy it.
By the way, is it normal for a GameFly game to take 10 days to get to me?
I don't know. I don't have GameFly.
From Kansas, where does this shit come from? Kansas City, Missouri. 10 days to get to New York from when they ship it? I mean, that seems ridiculous to me.
It might show up sooner.
No, I mean, that's how long it takes. I got also got Rare Replay from GameFly.
That's $20.
Well, because, yeah, when I queued it, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I bought a GameFly subscription. I've had two games out for pretty much the whole length of my subscription, which has been several months.
You know more people at GameFly than anyone listening to the show, unless it's someone who's actually working at GameFly. So why don't you ask them?
Ask them what?
Why does it take so long for me to get my games?
Because I don't want to bother them. I just want to complain about it on
in a public forum.
Just here. It's much easier. I know the guy who, I know the founder, but what am I going to do? Send him an email? Why does it take 10 days?
Yeah. Hey, Joe Shabadoo, why does it take, Jimmy Jojo, why does it take 10 days for games to show up?
I call him JJJ.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yes, and then they dropped the price down to nothing on Rare Replay while it was taking 10 days to get to me, basically. But I had Evolve and Bloodborne out forever. So I haven't had a lot of experience with calculating their shipping times, but those took forever to get to me also.
How much did you play Evolve?
Oh, so much. The problem was not that I was playing Evolve. The problem was that I was just buying all the other games that were coming out. So there was nothing for me to really game for.
I tried.
There was nothing that you really didn't want to invest money in, but you felt like you should try it.
Evolve, you mean?
Yeah,
well, of course.
That's the games you GameFly. Or the
and
games
Bloodborne, too.
You don't really care about, but you're like, yeah, maybe I'll try it.
Not Bloodborne. Bloodborne? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah.
Too many games with blood in them. Yeah. So I've had that one forever, too. What are we talking about? New releases.
New releases.
So that was Frozen, NHL 16. Whatever. Yeah. It's
Frozen
fine.
Free Fall. Snowball Fight.
I played a little bit of that this evening.
How's that going for you?
It's free. It's terrible. It's not even, they didn't even do anything to kind of make it a little bit nicer than the app version. It's it's so static and kind of cloudy is how I would describe it. It's just boring. Skip.
What's Disney doing with that?
Skip it.
You're Disney. Put some money into it.
What's the point? What are they trying to upsell you? Is it a free to play? Or
It's like Candy Crush, but with Frozen.
Okay.
Yeah, it has in-app purchases.
You don't mind if I take my shorts off? See, it's
getting a little swampy. What makes you think I've been wearing pants at all?
It's a little swampy in here. I was in a car
let's see,
a lot
what,
today.
What else is this week? Arcade Archives, Wombat.
I know. I see Solomon's Key. Not worth $8 on the NES. Can't imagine it's worth $8 on the PlayStation 4. I hated that game so much.
What about on the Wii U? Tecmo Bowl came out on the eShop for $5.
Yeah, no.
That's a great game.
It is.
This version takes out all the player names.
Oh, it doesn't have Bo Jackson in it?
It has no names in it, I don't think. I don't think there's any names whatsoever. But I'm guessing he's there. But you just don't.
No, forget it. What's the point?
You don't know whether you're handing off to him or Marcus Allen.
Mm-mm. Never gonna. Nope.
I've been playing something on PC.
Oh yeah, what?
Albino Lullaby.
I don't even.
It's very near and dear to my heart.
I guess so.
Have you guys heard of this game at all?
No.
No.
Okay. It's described as a horror adventure game. This is just episode one. I think there's three episodes. It's $10 for the first episode or $25 for all three. You're dropped into like this kind of Victorian mansion looking thing slash prison. And you're not really told much. You have to wander around and you pick up notes and read them and figure out stuff. Basically, there's these, they look like a combination of thumbs slash penises that have faces on them.
I see them now.
And those are these weird creatures that have face. I think they've imprisoned you and other people like you. And there's talk about them taking out your eyeballs. It's a neat game. It's weird.
Is it scary? What's it called
again? Obviously. Albino Lullaby. It's first person. You're wandering around this mansion. You're hitting buttons. There's rooms are flipping around. You're solving puzzles. There's stealth elements, which I'm not huge on stealth, but it's not too bad in this game. It's got really good like audio, like it's creepy. I don't know. It's strange. It's coming to consoles as well.
Okay, well maybe
I'm gonna wait for the sequel about redheads.
Right,
Ginger Lullaby.
Maybe
Ginger Serenade.
Ginger Good
maybe
Morning.
Maybe I'm a redhead in the game, and the albinos are imprisoning all the redheads. Sounds I don't know. It's got this weird thing where they're talking about grandmothers and. I don't know. People are writing notes through children.
Awesome.
Nice.
Can you see the note in the game?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
Well, yeah. I'm assuming that all these notes that I'm picking up to read are from a small child.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke about Wombat's grandma.
I somewhat was, but it's actually in the game.
Wow.
A little bit.
Perfect.
See? So you should be freaked out.
Oh, man.
But yes, definitely penis monsters.
Nice.
Let's see here. That 20XX, that Mega Man X clone type of thing that came out for PC. Dropsy, that weird clown hugging game came out for PC. Am I missing any new releases this week?
I started playing. It's Dropsy. Yeah. I actually bought Dropsy.
And?
Oh, did you? Cool.
And it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a point and click adventure with 8-bit, I guess maybe 16-bit graphics, 32-bit. I don't know. It's a few bits in there. It's hard to tell when it's on my big screen here, but it's a pretty creepy but lovable. You know, like it's trying to be a little creepy, but mostly lovable so far. So it's kind of cool. Watch the trailer. Google the Dropsy launch trailer with the sing-along. That'll probably make you buy the game. I had like an emotional response to that trailer. I was like, all right, it's only like $9, $8. All right.
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
I forgot about the other big game I've been playing, the biggest release of the week.
What's that?
Super Mario Maker.
Yeah.
Have you made any levels? Do you have any codes to share with us?
Oh, God.
I have a code to share. Everyone got their pencils?
I'm ready. Got it.
Seven.
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 Nine.
Nine.
Seven.
Seven.
Fjord.
Fjord.
The symbol for boron.
Boron.
And the target symbol.
Bullseye. Got it.
Thank you. Yeah, good. Okay. Let me know if you can beat it.
I will let you know.
So, yeah, that's the worst part about this game is... The game itself is fantastic. The creation tools are great, even though I'm not using them. Like, when you boot up the game, you have to do like a very short tutorial. I handed it to my wife and went and got a beer and said, "Here, wow. Create this level. I'll come back when it's time to play something."
I will not sully these hands. I do not want to touch that the Wii pad.
But we've been playing with the pro controller, whatever that thing is, the thing that looks like a controller. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's exactly what you would imagine it to be. It's Mario. It's neat how it mixes between Mario and Super Mario 3 and Super Mario World. The way that it does, like, so you start off and there's a mode where it's called like 10 life mode, and it puts like 8 levels out there, and you have 10 lives to get through those 8 levels.
And oh, interesting. That's fun.
That's fun. Yeah. And then there's also like 100 life mode, which you can then select, like, I think it's based upon the percentage of people that have beaten levels. It throws levels into easy, normal, or expert.
And these are just generated automatically, basically?
These are generated from
automagically?
From users.
Yeah, yes. Made a joke.
Oh. These are generated by just people making levels. Some of them are the Nintendo levels as well. I think that 10 life one is Nintendo levels.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a neat little thing. It could be like this is a great game. It could be just ridiculous if they figure out how to properly like cultivate the levels. Like right now, it's this weird like 16 character code that you have to go search for people's stuff.
I couldn't
believe
that they're still doing that. Like, there's no better way in 2015 that people are just taking pictures of the code of the letter codes and posting them on Twitter.
You can go like on your Wii post page or something.
Yeah, but no, who wants that?
Weverse?
Nobody wants
that. Yeah, I had no idea even
Twitter.
Had that
it's
page.
Called Twitter and Facebook. Right. Just put it there.
So they have like a featured section, which I don't really know how people get on there, because some of the stuff on the featured section had, it looked like zero people had played the game, like that level, or very few people. There was an up and coming section, which was similar. I'm guessing they were doing some math behind there that said, hey, people are actually playing this.
Right.
And then there's the like starred area, which those are levels that have made their way to the top. And the majority of those are levels that you don't have to play, which some of them are pretty neat because you can appreciate like a person's like effort of kind of almost like Rube Goldberg type machines where it just has Mario like going around on all these traps and going in between enemies and everything. And at the end, it just throws them into the flagpole or whatever at the end of the level.
Right.
But you don't have to do anything. It's just you watching him play, or not him play, but the gameplay itself. And then there's like, there just needs to be like some cohesion there. There needs to be like a reason to do anything but get to the end of each individual level.
That's not enough.
It's enough. Like I said, it's a great game, but it could be like just ridiculous if people could actually package like an entire game together, like a cohesive game. Because the way these things work now is like you play one level and you're like in Super Mario mode, and there might be some mechanic or gimmick that somebody's using, and it doesn't really feed into like the next level that you play. The next level might be Super Mario World.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do. It could be as simple as like making two jumps and you're going to end of the level. So it's, you kind of have to take the good with the bad as far as the quality goes. Like, you'll hit stuff that you're like, oh, this is really fun to play. And other stuff, it's just like, well.
But math can fix that.
Right. It can. They just need to have it work that way. And it needs to have, you know, like in Mario games, you go and find the star coins. Like, there's 3 star coins in each level.
Right.
That doesn't really factor in here. Like, there could be more incentive to go explore levels rather than just trying to get to the right as fast as possible.
Nice.
But it's great though. I mean, it's exactly what people would want. It's just Super Mario Maker 2 could be really, really good.
Well, right? Or they could update this.
They could update this. I don't see why they couldn't tie in a mobile version of this as well. Like, at least people could make the levels.
I know why.
Well,
they suck.
Right. I know, but they're so close on this.
Yeah, they're so close.
Because they could do this for all of their games, almost, like all their classic games.
Yep.
Like, there was a pretty good level I played that was like they turned it into a side-scrolling shooter. where you jumped into one of those clown propeller cars. And you got a fire flower. And so you were just going left to right and you were dodging bullets and shooting, I don't know, whatever those fish are. It's pretty fun.
Nice.
You guys should get Wii U's. We could exchange.
I don't think so.
Our social security numbers.
I believe you that it's great. And I actually would like to play it. You know, I played a lot of Super Mario in my time, but I'm not buying a whole system just for that.
You got to get a controller with it too. Like a controller. You can't play it with the.
And I don't think Wombat is either. Controller.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen. There's one more big release this week.
There was.
But
Pro Evolution Soccer 2016.
No. Before we talk about that one, before we talk about Destiny, let's do a quick ad for our friends at Harrys.com.
What?
Yeah, we haven't done one for a while. And what? I want to tell everybody to go to Harrys.com and check out some of these great kits that they have, shaving kits. These guys make their own razor blades. They were tired of the high prices of these replacement razors and how you get ripped off. And they just started to make, their own business based on this. And they make their own high quality blades. Wombat and I have both been using their products. You still shaving with that, Wombat? I mean, you got a beard again.
I do, but I don't have a beard on my whole face. You know, my neck. It's I don't have a neck beard.
Just half.
Right.
So, you know.
Right. So I would recommend that all of our listeners go to Harrys.com. Check out the Truman set. That's a good one to get started with. It's only $15, and if you use coupon code CAGCAST, you get $5 off, and it has free shipping.
They have new face wash. I wonder how that is. New product.
Oh, I could use a good face wash.
Well, it's $7.
I need to buy some stuff.
It is cool, clean, and exfoliates your skin.
It sounds good.
I bet it is.
So yeah, definitely head to Harrys.com, Harrys.com. Use coupon code CAGCAST and get $5 off. I doubt that you would be disappointed. Also, makes a good gift for men. Do they have they don't do the women's
They don't have Henriettas yet, no.
Harriet's.
Oh, there you go. That's better, I guess. You're better at this than I am.
Yeah, that may be a good another look. I drop a lot of good business ideas for these guys. Remember that one I had a couple weeks ago?
Nope.
I don't either, but it was good. It was really good. Anyway, Harrys.com. Use coupon code CAGCAST. It's great stuff. Thank you, Harrys.
Thank you.
And now
we get to Destiny.
Yes. Thank God. What?
Yeah.
You gotta go. Oh, sorry, Wombat.
I have used an amiibo now.
You have. Which yes. game for this Mario?
Mario Maker.
Yeah,
it unlocks those characters. Like, there's these mystery mushrooms you can get where it just turns you into random characters, or you can probably specify what characters they are. I know you can because I played a Donkey Kong level where it turns you into Donkey Kong. But yeah, every amiibo, you tap it to the gamepad and it unlocks it in the game.
Congratulations, great. You are now the 1%.
Right.
I've been that for a while, I think.
Yeah. All right, Wombat. Destiny, Taken King. Have you played it at all?
Well, it's like you didn't even... I bought the game. It's downloaded. It's installed.
Uh-huh.
Mine came with the previous two DLCs.
Okay.
So I'm doing that first. And since it only came out yesterday, I did the... Was it the...
This is good. This is going to be short.
Yeah. The Dark Below, I think it's called. Crota. The Dark Below. Right. I did that. I plowed through that in about an hour and a half. I'm at level 38 of 40 already.
Why,
so
why in Destiny do they try to name stuff like a Japanese person translating something into English?
Yeah, they need to throw in some random German in there. They'll have the perfect Japanese formula.
But the actual game changes that occurred with the Taken King once it downloaded, like that set of updates. Again, yes,
the 2.0 or whatever.
No, but we're past that. There were more changes even there. I was getting a ton of loot when I was playing on Tuesday. Like guns, more guns than I knew what to do with. It was pretty awesome. So if one of your complaints about the game, Cheapy, was you weren't getting enough stuff and you didn't feel like there was enough reward and the leveling just wasn't quite there, all that's been taken care of.
Right.
I fired it up.
I fired it up after the update just to check it out.
And
I didn't get in. Well, I guess I got a couple of things. We were just messing around, Ty and I, so we didn't really do much. But I don't know. Look, it looks great and it plays great.
You got to do a bounty, though. You have to, like, get a bounty, do it, get the experience.
I don't even know what that means.
You go to the tower. You talk to the bounty giver guy. It's like any RPG. You go to the bulletin board and you select a quest. And those are like the little things that you could do on your own. And you do, and it's like, I don't know, clean up the moon a little bit. So you go, you land on the moon, you clean up the moon a little bit.
That sounds great.
And then, by clean, I mean kill dudes. Make a mess on the moon. You'll get some stuff. You'll go up a level. You'll start going up levels, and it'll be fun. And you do need to play with other people.
Look, I played a little bit, and yes, it was fun shooting guys in the head.
Yeah, but it is really interesting because, everything for the last year was all about, you got to get the yellow exotic stuff and, the green stuff no one wants anymore. You play this, when The Taken King came out, they redid all this new loot, and now green stuff is better than the old yellow stuff, and there's green stuff everywhere. Right. It's pretty cool. Get your green stuff.
All right, we'll play together, and you can explain all this shit to me.
Yeah, it's not too much to explain.
Okay. Well, I'm in. You sold me, okay?
Whatever. You're
happy?
You're full of full.
I'm not. I'll play.
Okay. Did you read this? These graphs from YouPorn?
No, I'm going to look at it right now while you talk about it.
Okay. So our friends at YouPorn.com decided to make statistics based on their gamer audience.
How do they know who's who?
Oh, they could. It's
broken down by console.
By console, I'm sure they could tell where someone is watching.
They see what the browser is.
Yeah, there's ways to know. Trust me.
Oh, these are people who are These are people who are looking
people
at
watching
the site.
Their Wii.
Yeah. Sorry.
So 10%
console traffic.
Yeah. So of people who watch YouPorn from their consoles, 51% of those people are watching it from their PlayStation console. 10% are watching porn from their Wii. And the rest are watching it from their 39% from the Xbox. But 10% of Wii owners watching porn. Who knew? I like the search terms.
No. That doesn't mean 10% of Wii owners.
No, 10% means 10% of people watching porn are Wii owners, is what I meant to say.
Yes.
Sorry, I wasn't clear.
This is how you get sued.
Sorry. I clarified. I knew what I said in my head. It just didn't come out of my mouth.
I'm assuming the percentage of console owners
watch porn on it is
pretty low.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got.
It's not a good way to do it. Well, maybe it is. I don't know.
They've got a lot of research here, so they must be. They're probably trying to get game related advertising. Would be my guess.
Wow, these search terms. So if you're a PlayStation users are more. They're most likely to search for mom. Is the number one search. Mom is the number one search term on PlayStation.
Number one on Xbox is lesbian.
Right.
Number one on Nintendo Wii is hentai.
Right. Hentai is number five on the other two, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And mom. Yeah. How come mom?
Mom is number three on the Xbox. It's creepy. Yeah. Don't look up mom, people. Or get a therapist.
People are looking up Pokemon on the Wii.
Taxi.
Hentai. Yeah. Stepsister.
People are searching for Zelda on porn. Zelda porn. Wow.
One of them on the Xbox, one of them showed, where is it?
Lesbian scissoring is also popular on the Wii.
Halo was a search term on Xbox also. So
Halo looking for.
Is that a thing?
Halo?
I'm sure it is because it's so huge.
There's got to be Halo porn.
That's what she said.
Thank you.
Was that the tiny teen saying that?
Tiny teen, huge cock, number two. All right. Enough of this nonsense. Where are we here?
I don't know. Shout out to Alexis Texas, the most popular porn star on both the Nintendo Wii and the PlayStation. Congratulations. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't even scroll down. Look at all this. Look at all this. Oh, God. You could do a whole show just talking about this.
That's why I wanted you to say it, because I know how much
I didn't realize it just kept going.
It just keeps going. It's tons of graphs. It's really impressive, despite the topic. I mean, it's porn. It's silly, but there you go. They did the research, And it must mean that a lot of people are watching the pornography on their consoles.
I don't think that means that.
I don't think it means that either.
I think
if it was a lot, they would give you a number.
If it was, I don't think. I think they want you.
You could kind of back calculate some of that to be not a big number when, like, they compare what's searched on one console more than the other consoles, and like. Let's say here, mom on PlayStation.
Yeah.
It searched 219% more. It doesn't even show up on the Xbox or the Wii. Like, that's got to be a small sample size. Like,
I don't know. All I could tell you as someone who's worked in these type of analytics on a website's back end is...
That's what she said.
Yes, exactly. It takes time. It's very expensive. And you do need a significant sample size. So it has to be a number. I don't want to guess too much, but it has to be a minimum 7-figure number.
No.
I
don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.
I think it is. I think it's a 7-figure number. Because I think that the reason why they're not giving numbers is they want advertisers to be interested. And I think they're not going to give away those numbers, because if they give away those numbers, it's harder for them to sell advertising.
But eventually they have to give them away, right?
Well, not publicly.
Well, I mean, but to a potential customer.
Yes and no. They can only need to give away the numbers they need to give away.
Mm-hmm.
It's tricky, I guess. I don't know.
Like tiny teen huge cock, number two?
Yeah, I saw that was one. That's a search term.
Chubby teen. People search for chubby teen only on Xbox.
Right. That's the thing. Like, none of these things are on, like, duplicate on the other ones at all.
I think that's
where you get the percentages from. But it just, I don't know.
I think the numbers are larger than you think. They could be smaller than I think they are. But
why are all the PlayStation ones one word searches?
Because it's more difficult to type on that. I don't know.
With one hand, especially.
Yeah.
Somebody is using an Xbox controller to type out tiny teen huge cock.
That would take forever. My boner would be gone.
Maybe they're using the app.
It's a lot of trouble to go to jerk off.
That can't be a large sample size of people that are willing to type out tiny teen huge cock on an Xbox controller.
I'm just saying, I think it's probably larger than you think it is.
Ship's making a lot of sense right now.
It's fine. Fine.
I consider myself like a guy who, you know, knows my way around YouPorn a little bit. I don't think I would. I would go and check. I've checked it out. I would go. I've checked it out to see what it looks like on I think Xbox. It's not a good experience to navigate the internet on a console browser. It doesn't matter what site you're using. It's not great. And if you have to type in something, that's really not great. Especially something long like tiny teen huge cock.
Tiny tunes.
Because, like, I think I tried it once. I'm like, I don't need this.
How many people would spell that the same way, too?
I don't know.
Wait, they can't spell tiny, teen, huge?
No, there's going to be typos in that.
Maybe it means something that we just don't know about because we're not hip enough. Like, maybe it's a more popular thing than
we're. And wouldn't you write big cock because you're trying to say?
I don't know. Tiny Tunes, huge clock. That was my favorite episode.
Yeah.
I mean, I like charts as much as the next guy.
But. Right. Shipwreck likes to analyze the validity of charts, especially.
I really like these charts at the bottom that are just a map of the United States. Mm-hmm. And there's like virtually no difference.
No, I noticed that too. I'm like, I don't know what you're showing me here. But I mean, I don't think these are meant for us.
Verizon
but,
coverage yes. map here.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining.
Exactly. It's entertaining. And B, I think the sample size is probably larger than Shipwreck thinks it is. You're talking about one of the most visited websites on the planet.
That is true.
I mean, we're not...
But you're talking about who uses their consoles to surf the web.
How many people own consoles?
Oh, yeah, but it's just not a good experience.
I know it's not...
I feel like it
I know it's
once.
Not a good experience, but...
How do you know?
I've browsed websites on my console. I can tell you it's not a good experience.
Which websites?
I've been to Cheap Ass Gamer.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
All right. Let's talk about something else.
Fine.
You saw this news about GameStop will no longer be selling console bundles that include digital game codes. They only want physical game pack-ins for the obvious reason that then they hope their customers will sell them, will get the, give the trade-ins back to them.
Well, that's not what they said.
It is. They actually came out and said it.
No, they said consumers prefer those physical bundles because they know that the disc has values in the trade-in program. So, yeah.
No, but listen, the COO said, I think we articulated in the first quarter that we have made it clear with our publishing partners that our preference is that we sell, obviously, we sell things at full price and provide great value through our trade program and that we have physical discs.
Do you think Microsoft and Sony will have versions of these bundles that have physical discs, or they're just not going to sell them at GameStop?
I don't think the publishers probably don't care that much, I bet.
I don't know. Do they? They do need to sell their consoles somewhere.
I feel like Shipwreck, don't, at the point where they're releasing the game as a digital bundle, console bundle, the value of that game is pretty much goes down a lot, I would
sure.
think. And the secondhand sure. market, or and the first hand market. Just because there's so many codes floating out there that people just don't need. So I don't think that the publisher really cares that much at that point. It probably doesn't cost them that much extra to
put it. Well, it's just more.
What is GameStop going to sell? What is GameStop going to sell as a console? Are they just going to not sell a non-bundled console? So my options are I could go to Best Buy and get The Last of Us for free for the same price as buying it at GameStop without a game. Why
GameStop
would
will get their publishing partners, will get the publishers to make physical versions of those bundles.
They might not have as many options, I think, is what it will come down to. Because it's easy for these companies to just add more digital games to these things.
Yeah.
It's slipping a code into the box.
It's much easier. You're printing a number on a piece of paper.
Didn't we talk about how we thought it was easier and that somehow it wasn't? Didn't something happen? I feel like in the last year or two.
I don't know. I'm not saying
it seems
you're
like
wrong.
It's easier because they can just take the same console and just slap a code in it.
Then actually creating the disc and the disc box and the all of the work that goes into putting a physical copy in a new box seems like it seems costly. I'm assuming that GameStop is just going to when one retailer has a holiday bundle with two digital codes, the GameStop version of the holiday bundle is just going to not have any games, or GameStop's going to just have to give them away separately outside the box.
Which is fine. Just the customer is the loser, obviously. Yeah. The customer doesn't benefit from this in any way.
Unless they're doing their research and knowing that, wait, aren't I supposed to get two games with this? And then they don't buy their console at GameStop.
I would be highly surprised if they surveyed their customers and the customers said that people resell the codes too. So I don't know.
But to you me, can't resell a code.
I mean, unless it's an exclusive, there's people listening to this show would have no reason to buy a console at GameStop.
Right. Yes.
It's your most expensive option.
Yeah. Well, hey, I guess they know what's going to make them the most money and they're going to do it.
You can't use Gamers card on Gamers Club on a console though, right?
No, on control. You can't use it on controllers either,
right? Okay, but you can still get it cheaper than what GameStop.
Right, you just said sells. We don't want to discount anything.
Yeah. Right. Whereas the other ones, there's discounts all the time.
You get a 5% off at Target with your Red Card.
Well, I mean, people throw in $50 gift cards. They have rewards programs that are better than GameStop.
Yeah, it's true too. You'd probably get at least $10 back, I guess. $5.
Did you see the Star Wars Battlefront Deluxe Edition featuring Han Solo refrigerator?
Did anyone ever answer your question? Because it looks like it's just a sticker to me.
It seems everybody said it's just a sticker.
Yeah, so who cares? Dumb. Move on.
Dumb.
Move on.
It also heats up food.
Who cares?
It keeps your food warm.
Cares.
It's kind of dumb.
It's dumb. I don't care about a mini fridge with a sticker on it. If like you said, if it was like bumpy, I might be like, that's interesting.
It didn't even need to be that bumpy.
No,
it's a little bumpy.
Yeah.
A little 3D, a touch of 3D.
But for it just to be a sticker?
No. do or do not. There is no try.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Do or do not, there are cold dews in the fridge.
Tokyo Game Show. It's starting soon.
Did you go?
Week.
Did you take the train?
This is my 11th Tokyo Game Show. I'm on site right now. No, I'm not going. But this would have been 11th.
Sony had their press conference already.
Yes, it didn't sound that exciting from what I saw because I returned my Bloodborne to Gamefly.
I mean, they announced a price drop in Japan. So hopefully that comes here as well. They changed the name of Project Morpheus. It's now PlayStation VR.
Great. Great name.
You can't say anything bad about that name, really.
No.
It's fine. Mm-hmm.
It worked well with PlayStation TV, so.
Right. It's a better name than PlayStation TV.
Yes.
PlayStation TV and Apple TV are not really named very well.
Especially also since Sony already makes TVs.
Right. They announced Gravity Rush is coming to PS4.
It's a remaster of the Vita game?
Yeah. And Gravity Days is the sequel. I think they're named different. I don't know. Gravity Days 2, Gravity Rush 2. I'm not sure.
Okay.
There's a sequel coming and they're remastering the Vita version because they are trying to make money on all those Vita games that did not sell.
So good idea.
I agree. They have a pipeline of games there that they can put on PS4.
For a low price.
Why not do that? Right. Yakuza is getting an HD remake. Uh-huh. And they also announced Yakuza 6. Uh-huh. Let's see here. They announced Kingdom Hearts 2.8.
Great name. New controllers?
Yeah, they announced the
colored controllers.
The colored / clear controller. Are we back to doing that?
I don't know. I don't care what the controller looks like. Make it not suck. Make the knobs not fall off. Are your knobs gone?
Mm-mm. Excuse me?
Both of my knobs have deteriorated. Over here.
I'm sorry?
On my PS4 controller, the knobs.
Oh,
you know, the rubber
those
knobs.
My knobs are fine on my PS4. I have more trouble with my Xbox One controllers. They're literally falling apart.
Yeah, mine too. They're both next current gen controllers are garbage.
What's that about?
I don't know. The trigger broke. I was playing NHL 16 last night, online versus mode, which is pretty much all I play. And Ty and his friend were using the Xbox earlier in the day, and I started the game, and I go to pull the right trigger, which is how you pass and change guys. So it's kind of an important button to have in the game. And the right trigger is completely fucked up. Like, I pull it in, and it's just making crunching noises. And I'm like, what the hell happened? And I'm in the game now. I can't quit, otherwise I get a loss. And I played the whole game. I was able to pass, but not change guys. It only worked on offense most of the time, but I could never change guys. So, yeah, I think I even won. Didn't matter. But, yeah, the controllers are garbage.
That's bullshit. Get your shit together.
What do you think about the faceplates?
What's that?
The faceplates. Did you see the faceplates?
No. For what?
For the PS4.
There's faceplates now?
Yeah.
How do those get stuck on?
You basically take off one half of the top of your PS4 and slap it on there.
I didn't know you could do that.
You can.
There you go. Now you know.
Surprise.
And that competitive shooter Resident Evil game that you've been waiting for got announced.
Oh.
Resident Evil Umbrella Corp.
Great. I don't even know what that is.
It's a
competitive shooter. Like, shooter. What is a competitive shooter?
Like
something that people would watch in a stadium?
No. Like a team versus team.
PvP, I guess is the word.
Yeah.
Deathmatch? Oh.
Yeah, deathmatch type thing.
Got it. I thought
No, it's a third-person or first-person shooting game.
What else we got here? Where are we at here? This from last week, the Target Vita stuff that was
it continues. I don't know if we talked about it last week or not, but
I think so.
Target is definitely appearing to get out of the Vita game. Every Vita game they have is on clearance. At my Target, they're down to 70%, which is the lowest they will go before they get shipped off to Goodwill.
All right.
So, yeah.
Get ready.
The end of an era.
Right. So, get over there now. Is there anything you need to pick up, right? They have a decent selection, or?
They have as decent selection as stores tend to have with Vita games.
Right.
I mean, you can get Minecraft for like $6.
Oh, that's good.
MLB The Show, I think, is around $6. I picked up the Killzone game. I can't remember what the subtitle on it is, but that one was supposed to be pretty good. That was $8 or $9. I got... what else did I pick up? I picked up a Lego Marvel game, which I know it's not supposed to be fantastic, but it was $6. Tearaway was there for... $8, $9, something like that. Anything they have, and they
right,
they want to get rid of it.
What about the hardware?
The hardware's not on clearance yet. Some accessories are. The Targets around here have stopped carrying the memory cards quite a while ago.
Okay.
So.
All right. Good update from Target.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for.
Now we know.
That and analyzing the Vita. Not going so hot, guys.
No?
Wait, you're saying no. It's not a runaway success?
You know, it's not a sprint, Ship. It's a marathon. Right. So you wait and see. I think, like, year 10 is going to be pretty hot.
Once they've ported all the games over to PS4, maybe then people will want to play them on the Vita.
Yes, I think that'll get awareness up. Nintendo. So, yeah, Nintendo replaced Iwata with the guy who was running their HR. I think, right? Is that right?
He was once in charge of HR, but he wasn't at the time of his promotion.
I see. Okay, he sounds like he thought that the Wii U was a big mistake. So I like this guy already. Before they launched it, he thought it wasn't going to be a good idea. So yeah, I like this guy already. Good luck, buddy. Do it.
We're all
make more amiibos. Step one: make more amiibos.
I mean, it's not like they're struggling.
they'll be fine.
They have so much IP, you could just knock it out of the park.
Yeah, just drop a Mario on it. That's all we're asking for. That's all you got to do. Any problem, drop a Mario on it.
That's what I do at work.
Right. No, that's a duty.
Oh, that's what I call my duties, Marios.
At Duran603 writes in and asks, Ship, do you have any favorite fan-created Mario Maker levels?
Yeah, do you have the codes ready?
You want me to read it off again? I have it right here.
I literally play whatever they put in front of me in Mario Maker.
And so you don't know specifics?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have not rated any levels. I probably am part of the problem.
And you haven't designed anything, obviously.
No,
he's not doing that. He's out. Never, never. If you see a level created by Shipwreck, it's an imposter somehow.
Well, how would you know if I don't give you my 16 character code?
Yes, good point.
Well, it does show the usernames on there, but I don't know. Just maybe this new guy knows something about like user interface. That would be nice.
Right, internet. Maybe the internet. Maybe he's been on the internet before as well. He knows about sharing in social media. Any amiibo adventures?
I got them all.
You got them all. No problem.
Well, this latest wave, I was able to secure them all. I went to Toys R Us like a couple minutes after they opened on Friday. Was able to get the, who was their exclusive? Oh, the Bowser Jr. exclusive. Yeah, I don't know. These things are still tough to find like a day later, but it's a good wave. I've also been playing some more Puzzle & Dragons Mario Super Mario Edition, which I talked about briefly last week.
You still enjoying it?
It's getting better. Yeah, last time we talked, I didn't really understand that unlike traditional like match 3 games, you can pick up one of the gems and move it anywhere on the board. So it's not just like swapping two of them.
Right.
And as you're moving it on the board, like all of the gems you move it through are swapping around. So it's actually a pretty complicated thing to think your way through.
It's not for kids.
It's for kids still. It's still pretty easy.
Smart kids.
But yeah, smarter kids. It's got a lot more going on than I'm guessing that Frozen game does.
Good. Good to know. All right, what do we got in the CAG bag here? I think we're ready for some CAG bag. Wombat, I think, fell asleep 10 minutes ago.
Who?
Dreaming of shaders.
Seriously, I got the one that comes with the pre-order. That one's pretty baller. Though it's like white, red, and black. I
love colors.
Yeah.
You're going to like Philips Hue. You're going to like Philips Hue ship. I'm telling you. You need to get on this. Don't delay. Actually, you can delay. I think like the new generation is coming out soon. Like the light strips, the new light strips.
Oh, I need to also give a shout out to Crow2K. He was the CAG that did the Dark Below with me. So
nice.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got in the CAG bag? Anything?
That's you're the captain.
I'm the CAG bag guy. At the Dave Nelson writes in and asks, how do Cheapy and Shipwreck, I don't know why Wombat gets no mention here. He doesn't care about your opinion. How do Cheapy and Shipwreck feel about the Rock Band 4 track list? The Dave is pretty disappointed.
So is he like David Nelson from the Nelsons, like Ozzy and Harriet's son?
I don't know.
I mean, he's the Dave Nelson. Since he didn't include me, since he's a dick, I'm going to assume he is.
I just watched the latest Rock Band 4 promotional video, the 80s, mm-hmm. like mocking type thing. It's a mockumentary or whatever. I don't even know what you call it. But it was pretty funny. I mean, I have so many songs that I've purchased from the other Rock Band games that I haven't really looked at the track list. I'm more interested in the freestyle guitar stuff.
The track list, I think, is pretty solid. There's, of course, about like, I don't know, but 25% of the track list, which I'm assuming is just speed metal that I've never heard of these bands.
Right. It seems to have plenty of classic rock on it.
It's got classic rock. It's got alternative stuff. I don't know. It looks pretty good to me. I mean, Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake. That's a good selection.
I don't know what that is. The Distance, right?
It's on the same album as
yes.
that.
Yes. I like that song. I think I have that on Rock Band. Isn't that on there? Or
I would guess if they've gotten to Short Skirt, Long Jacket, that The Distance is probably already in there.
You'd be surprised.
You never know.
I mean, Short Skirt, Long Jacket would be on the Cake Greatest Hits album.
Yes. But yes, definitely. Yeah. Cake is on Amazon Prime, so I listen to Cake occasionally at work.
And you eat it also.
I do. Not at work. No one brings cake anymore. Sad.
Right, that is sad.
I know. I like cake. I had pie today. Does that count for anything?
It's not cake. It doesn't count.
Yeah, it's got apples in it. It's healthy.
Don Walton Jr. writes in and says, I'd like to hear more about Disney Infinity. Are you guys all done? And are you guys all done with The Witcher 3? I'm still working very slowly through Witcher 3.
Really? When was the last time you played it?
2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. I just keep, what happens is I need to grind more to get my guy up. I need to find quests that are for my guy's level. I'm having a hard time doing that. Also, I'm playing other games.
That would be, yes.
I just wanted to mention this in case other people would be interested as well. Best Buy has the PlayStation 3 version of the Disney Infinity 2.0 Collector's Edition on clearance for $71. And after the GCU discount, it's like $58. And if you have any, you know, I had like $15 in rewards dollars too. So I bought that shit for Ty's birthday.
It looks huge.
It's huge. It comes with, apparently everything's, has the retail packaging on the inside. So it comes with all the Avengers figures. I think there's 6 figures. It comes with a light up stand that has a Frost Giant on it, I think, or Frost Dragon. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Frost Giant.
And that thing all lights up and it's just big. It comes with some toy, something, chips. I don't know. Some chips that you put on the stand that do things. Uh-huh. What are those called? I don't know.
The power discs.
Yeah, something. I don't know if that unlocks stuff in 3.0.
Well, what you may want to do, and I don't know how much it is by 2.0 digitally.
And what would that do for me?
Well, you can play the Avengers.
You can play, stuff, yeah, because you have now the Avengers playset in your box.
Oh.
And that'll work on any console. So if you buy the playset digitally, you'll have the playset, the base game digitally, you can play the Avengers game.
Got it. Okay.
Without having to buy another disc or anything.
But I'm assuming they're going to come out with an Avengers one for this, for 3.0 at some point.
No.
Nope.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any Ultron? I mean, because the Avengers figures are coming out later this...
Just Ultron.
No, and Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I think that's it.
Oh, so there's no. Oh, all right. Why aren't they doing that?
I don't know, but I don't know. I'm sure it can't. I'm sure it's not that much. It might be worth looking into.
It's like probably $20.
Maybe.
Because they let you buy this 3.0 for $20 digitally.
So yeah.
Yeah, I would assume it's the same.
Yeah, it's probably about the same.
I will look into that. That's a good tip, Juan.
Because yeah, because you could use that your big collector's base. You could plug that into your PlayStation 4, and you could use that big collector's base with both 3.0 and 2.0. If you have 2.0 digitally, you won't have to get you will have it installed, so you won't have to swap a disc.
Well, I think that thing is just a stand. I don't think it actually acts as a portal.
Oh, I thought it had the portal in there too.
I think it's just the display. Well, it has a portal in there too.
Oh, okay. So you can use it still as the portal. So yeah, I'm saying everything is not the only thing that came in that box that's console specific is the actual game disc itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you could probably sell that back to Best Buy and probably get like $10.
My plan is just to cross out the PlayStation, the PS3 on the box before I give it to Ty, because that's going to confuse him, you know, when he unwraps this thing. And that way we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
I think
you should buy 2.0 and have it downloaded on the PlayStation 4. Before you give him the box.
Okay, that is a good idea.
This way he could plug it in and you could go, and let's go play the Avengers game.
Yeah. If you look on my Twitter, you can see me holding the box. And it just came like that from Amazon, from Best Buy. There was no, it wasn't in another box. It was just like that with a sticker on it. Nice. Mailing label. I was like, well, it was a good thing that Ty wasn't with me when I picked it up from the mailroom. Because I was like, whoa, it's right in your face. But okay. What else we got here? I think maybe time to wrap it up.
Yes.
Yes, we need to go. So let's say follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Tell everybody to go to www.harrys.com and use coupon code CADCAST to get $5 off your order. Yeah, get that nice Truman kit sent to you for $10. How can you say no to that? You can't afford to not get that.
No, you can't.
You have to get it.
Yeah.
Harrys.com, CADCAST. And that's it. I think we will see you next week.
Bread's done.
What rolls downstairs from owner and pairs rolls over your neighbor's dog? What's great for a snack and fits on your back? It's long, long, long. It's long, long. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. It's long, long. It's better than bad, it's good. Everyone wants a long. You're gonna love it long. Come on and get your long. Everyone needs a long.
Log from Blammo.